did what he had to do. He asked no questions. He had few conversations. The tar glistens in the noon heat. He tread across the grass, up onto and down off of the concrete abutments. Mirage on the highway, ghosts in the tunnel, the dark cave. Out into the blinding light of day at breakneck speed, every bolt rumbling. Glistening highway mirage groans, a slick surface careening into first a small mammal, then screeching along the guardrail, scraping paint and throwing sparks like sheets of pure terror for 400 yards, over and over, with one final back and forth rocking motion coming to rest. Wait! The beautiful paint job hopelessly marred. Smoke and flames. Alright. So nice. He moved a small creature. Screeching whistles of steam blowing off on its back, wheels spinning like a cinema classic. The door sags open and a man covered in blood drops the 3 feet or so to the pavement. The car still rattling and shaking as if with a mind of its own, unwilling to die. The man, 40-ish, also after a time, an agonizingly painful period of time, is also unwilling to die. Suddenly all is quite quiet and there in the sunlight on the highway. But what can I do? I cannot move, everything is about broken. Blood everywhere, mixing with oil and gas. What's moving? Must turn my head. Pain. White light. Blinded. Some guy there kneeling in the blinding mirage of white light. All my strength to screaming now, help me please. He tried to tamp out a bit of the burning ember that had leapt from the wreck onto his grimy coat sleeve. Coughing blood. What's happened? He's inching towards truth. He strode off into the woods with the animal that still lived. He didn't glance back at all. Still out ghosting the road, death on the highway. Words crumble around me and fall with the weight of heaven. I cannot move, and beneath the great weight, I cannot see. My eyes are blinded, I am in the darkness. That's it.
I need it. In my mind, I save it. In death, I have it.
You never gave a damn.